Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Mr. O'Rourke?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
Hi, sir. It's Aaron calling from MMA Legal, the investigation team. How are you, sir?
Yeah. I'm alright.
Is this a perfect time to call?
What?
Is this a good time to call?
Yeah, that's alright. I'm just travelling in a car with my friend, that's fine.
Ah, perfect. And you're okay to speak, obviously, with your friend being in the
car? Yeah, I'm in a bottle. Getting on the head.
Yeah, so obviously, I've been trying to chase you, and the last time that I spoke to you, you were busy with the crane.
yeah, you said you had fun back on Monday, you know what I mean? Obviously,
yeah.
Monday was a bank holiday, I thought you were phone on Tuesday, but it's alright, you're here.
Yeah, no, my bad. I have been a little bit snowed under, so I do apologise.
No problem.
Alright, so just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
Yeah, 14C Askham View, Clyde Bank.
Perfect. Okay. Alright, so I won't keep you too long. The point of this phone call is just for me to gather some knowledge around obviously your care settings and how they may have impacted you back then and if they still impact you now. I'll also grab some information in regards to your where you're registered with the GP. Clarify your care settings so we can write or request your records from the local authority, and then I'll tell you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to work out for you. And then, as I said, I won't keep you too long.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect, sir. Okay, so just to start off, so I can gather the best knowledge about yourself, Mr. O'Rourke, can you confirm if you are currently suffering from any mental health issues at the minute?
Yeah, I suffer from paranoid delusions.
Okay. It's...
And hypervigilance among our vigilant people.
Okay. And hypervigilance. Okay. Are you on any medications to manage your symptoms at all?
Yeah, I'm on a depot. I don't know what the medication is. I've only been on it 8 years. 8 or 9 years.
Okay. Do you suffer from any anxiety, depression, anything like that?
Yeah, I've got anxiety and I've got social anxiety and I can't walk in the crowd.
Yeah. Do you suffer with PTSD?
No.
No, okay. Alright, and do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
Yeah, I don't drink alcohol, but I take drugs. I've been a drug addict for 10.
Okay. What type of drugs do you take, sir?
I take amphetamines, you know. I've done the AZ. I've done everything.
Did you say ketamine, yeah?
But amphetamines.
Oh, amphetamines.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you take any recreational drugs at all?
Recreational.
What's that, sorry?
That is recreational drugs. I don't get prescribed that on anything.
Ah, right, okay, yeah, my apologies. Sorry, where I was going with that is, do you smoke any cannabis, take any cocaine, anything like that?
I've done all that in the past.
What was that, sorry?
I've done all that in the past, I've took everything in the past.
Yeah, okay, but your main addiction...
You name it, I've took it.
Yeah, but your main addiction at the minute is amphetamines.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do you have any help towards your addiction at all?
No.
Okay. Okay, and then one question I do have to ask you, sir, and I do apologise in asking so, but as I said, this is so I can gather the best knowledge about yourself. is, have you ever tried to self-harm or to take your own life at all, sir?
Yeah, I started self-harming after I was 16, after I got to doing. Well, when I get assaulted with this stuff.
Yeah.
It was a form of coping mechanism, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I felt fear in that, you know what I mean? I would harm myself.
Yeah. So you do it to, like, kind of relieve pain that you're experiencing?
Maybe no pain, but fear. But I'm scared, I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially people.
Yeah, okay, I get that. I get that. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for being honest with all of that. Yeah, I know it does take some courage, so thank you. As I said, I'm only being a bit nosy in some senses, just so I can gather the best information I can about myself.
Yeah,
okay, so can you tell me the general practice that you're registered at, please?
The general practice with the doctors?
Your doctors, yeah, where you're registered.
Yes, it's Clydebank Health Centre. The Red Wing. So it's Red Wing, Clydebank Health Centre.
Okay, let's have a look.
Yeah, I think that's in Harbour Road.
Okay. I've got Clydebank Health Centre on Kilbowie Road.
Oh, it's shut down that one.
Okay, and then I've got another one on Queens Quay, Main Avenue.
Yes, that's it.
That's it, okay, perfect. Okay, and how long have you been registered there for?
3 years.
Okay. Okay, sir. And then the care settings that you was in, I've got here for Newfield Children's Home in Johnston.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Let's have a look. Okay, and how long was you there for, sir?
Yeah, I think I was there 6 weeks. 5-6 weeks. Because after I got assaulted and that, I had to go to another home and that.
Okay. So from there, where did you go?
I went to a home in Bridgemere called The Grife.
Called what, sorry? Hello, sorry, Alex, the line dropped there. What was that care setting name, sorry?
The home is called The Grife.
Can you spell that one for me?
G-R-I-F-E, or G-R-I-F-E.
Okay, and was that a children's home, was it?
Yes.
Okay, and what area was that in?
Bridgemere.
Okay. Yeah, Bridgemere, Renfrewshire. Okay, and was it the home or the castle that you was in?
What?
Was it the home or the castle that you was in?
It was a home.
A home, okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just for your actual information, it's actually spelled G-R-Y-F-F-E.
That's right, so it's...
Yeah, bit of an unusual way of spelling it. So how long was you at the Grife Children's Home for?
I was only there days, because I kept running away, because it was full of kids. It was full of children, dead young. Really young, like 2, 3, things like that.
Okay. And then was you placed anywhere else after Grife?
All right, bro. Wait a wee minute, I'm in a shop. Can I get a pouch of that 50 grammar? We've got... Thank you. Are you? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Hey, see you later. Hi, I'm back with you.
Yeah, not a problem, sir. So, after Greif Children's Home, was you placed anywhere else then?
Was I placed anywhere else? No, I was allowed to get back to
him, Mr. Yeah, okay. All right, not a problem, sir. So once we do request for your records from your GP and your care settings, would you like me to share them records with yourself?
Yeah, I don't understand why you need anything from a GP, because that's not the GP that dealt with me away back in the day.
Okay, the reason why we do request for your medical records is because, like for example, what you told me, obviously you suffer from hypervigilance, your delusions and stuff, that'll all be on your medical records. Now, when you sign up to a new general practice, your medical records follow you. So what we'll do is we can link anything that your care, how your care settings have affected you, we can link that medically, and obviously on your statements as well, we can link that together with your case. So that's why we request from your records, and obviously with you having anxiety and social anxiety as well.
I don't need any medical records sent to me or nothing. You can just deal with that.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, sir. So how this case is going to go is this is a journey that you and I are about to embark on of around about 6 to 12 months. I'm going to be your case handler moving forward. And I'll be keeping you up to date every 4 to 5 weeks on how the case is travelling.
Okay.
And also giving you an update on where we're at with your case.
Yeah.
What happens with your case is your case then gets put forward to an independent panel in the Scottish Government. Now, this is dealt with behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So you or I don't have to attend anywhere. Are you okay, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. This is all dealt with behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend. All I'll be doing is I'll be informing you of when the date of your hearing is, and obviously the result of the case as well.
Yeah, okay.
As a law firm, what we do like to first and foremost fight for is an official apology from the Scottish Government for obviously your time and care. But also we do like to fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well.
Right, okay.
Okay, so just before I do conclude this phone call, I would just like to take one step back and I'll go over the options that are out there for you in regards to the funding to do this application. Okay. So once I've read these out, and I've got to read these out, and I do apologise, it's just for my compliance team. Once I've read these out, I'll then formally ask you. Sorry, sir. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just coughing.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I've got a bit of a nasty cough, so.
No, I've got COPD.
Ah, have you? My mum's got that. I've just got to read through these options for my compliance team, but once I've read through these, I'll formally ask you whether you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal being ourselves to represent you throughout this case.
Okay.
And then I'll leave you to enjoy a nice Wednesday afternoon. Does that sound okay?
Hey, brother, thank you, pal.
Perfect, no worries. So, Mr. Rourke, when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you can apply to do this yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. So that just means, obviously, building your own case and presenting your own evidence to the Scottish Government. Option two for yourself is that you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm, that's within England or Scotland, and that's to participate in the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they're paid £2,000 to deal with your case. So whether you win or lose the case, that's what obviously they're paid to handle your case, but they don't charge any fees.
Right.
Now, with ourselves being option three, we don't really accept any handouts from the Scottish Government. We work on a no-win, no-fee basis.
Right.
So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any legal fees,
right, okay,
cause any financial burden or stress. We are covered in that sense.
Right, okay.
But if obviously if and when the case does go in our favour, we do take a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, and that is a capped percentage.
Right.
So obviously it's less than 20%, and it doesn't matter what compensation you do receive, we'll never come looking for more. As I said, there is a capped percentage, so we just obviously want to be settled for the time and effort we've put into your case.
Yeah, I'm quite happy with that.
Okay, so you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal moving forward to represent you?
Yes, definitely.
Perfect, sir. Not a problem. So what I can also see is from your initial phone call, I can see that my previous colleagues who you've spoken to, they've put a cooling off period on your case file, which meant from that phone call, you would have been given 14 days to go away and see if you want to use anybody else, rip up our agreements. Obviously, you've said that you're happy to use MMA Legal to represent you. So would you like to remove this cooling off period?
I'm just quite happy for you to go ahead.
Okay, sir, not a problem. Alrighty, so I've done that for you. One question I forgot to ask as well, sorry, Mr. Rourke. Do you have any convictions or anything?
No, I'm terrible.
No, that's okay. I forgot to ask that and I do apologise.
No, that's fine.
Okay, sir. Do you have any questions for me at all?
No, not at all.
Okay, sir. This is my number, my direct line. As I said, my name's Aaron, and I'm going to be your case hand. Yeah, I'm going to be your case handler moving forward. So if you've got any questions or anything pops into mind before I next call you, you're more than welcome to give me a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem, sir. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.